November game between the Mariners and the Orioles. M's pitching set down 20 consecutive Baltimore batters to end Tuesday's game. Here's how Wednesday's began.
This here's the pitch, swung on, fly ball into the gap right center. Heredia on the run, won't get there. This one is going to be gone. Goodbye, baseball. Tim Beckham with a leadoff home run to right center field. His 17th home run of the season, and just like that, the Orioles have a 1-0 lead on pitch number two of the game from Marco Gonzalez. Short lead. Here's the pitch of the way. Swing and a drive deep to right field. Going. Goodbye, baseball. Way back into the lower deck. Yonder hits one into the wild blue yonder. His first home run in a Mariner uniform. 3-1 Mariner lead. And I'm telling you, that ball was shot out of a cannon. Jimenez from the belt, and the 2-2 pitch, swinging a ground ball through the wide open left side into left field for a base hit. Here comes Heredia around a third. He'll score. Cano around to third base. Up with the ball, the left fielder Mancini. RBI single. And now the Mariners have the lead 5-4 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. How about that? Yonder Alonso is third RBI of the afternoon. So it is boiled down to this. Diaz the stretch, the 3-2 pitch up and in, a check swing, and it hit Mancini. The first base umpire said no swing, it was a check swing, and here comes service out of the dugout, and Scott has been thrown out of the ball game. Holy smokes, Mark Trumbo hit by a pitch that will force in Seth Smith from third. It's Chris Davis the hitter, the new pitcher is veteran left-hander Mark Zepchinski, looking for his first save of the year. Here she comes, strike three called. Zepchinski saves the day.
It was a very bumpy ninth inning for Seattle closer Edwin Diaz, but the M's did hang on to defeat the Orioles 7-6 to take Wednesday's rubber game. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Servais.
You know, first, nice to get the series win. You know, that's the goal after, you know, a rough weekend there against the Angels. We did get it turned around. Really good offensive day. I thought our guys really swung the bats well. Big hits, a few homers, really up and down the lineup. Nice Alonso, big day. Valencia, Segura chip in. Zunino swung the bat well. It was, you know, really, really good offensive day. So, you know, on the pitching side, obviously, you know, a third time through, you know, it was a struggle for Marco today. Thought our bullpen did a really good job, you know, holding it there. Pagan was outstanding again. It was great to see. And obviously, Eddie, you know, got out of whack there. You're trying to. I say that, and he still got down to being about one pitch away from getting out of it. But, you know, fortunately, Zepp could come in and did a great job, went right after Davis and got it done. So, nice to get two out of three. You know, that's the goal, keep winning series, get a little momentum here going on to the road trip.
A breakout game for Alonso, and you have to kind of wait.
Really was. I think he's been swinging the bat great the last 3-4 days. It's really been much better. He's been much more aggressive. It looks like the guy we saw early in the year when he was with Oakland. You know, not thinking too much up there. And anytime you join a new club, you know, you want to contribute right away in a big way. And, you know, you got to take your time to get your feet wet and get comfortable. He certainly looks comfortable and swung the bat great today.
Diaz just couldn't find the strike zone tonight.
Yeah, anyway, real quick, with his front side, he was just flying out. When you see the ball running as much as it is, you know, that's the issue. He's done a pretty good job this year of being able to make the adjustment. You know, early in the year, he didn't, you know, and that's when we took him out of the role for a little bit and trying to give him some keys to get back in line. Today, he kind of could not get it back going again. I say all that, and he still was, you know, one pitch away and actually did strike out the guy on the, you know, the check swing. He swung. There's no question on that in my mind. But, you know, again, you know, we got to get him back. I think he knows what the issue is, but in the heat of the moment, heat of the battle, you got to be able to slow it down, and he wasn't able to do that today.
Gonzalez, this is three times that we haven't been able to get him five. How much of an issue or concern?
Well, he's, you know, he's a young pitcher. I think what you're seeing is teams that make that adjustment, you know, third time through the lineup. Obviously, he had a very good changeup today. You know, his ball was on the ground a lot. He had the guys out in front. And then, you know, he got a little something going there in the fifth, and the hits start coming. I think it was five consecutive hits, and, you know, we had to go to the bullpen at that point. So, again, he's a young pitcher. I still really like his stuff. He's going to have to do a little bit of job navigating to get deeper in games. You know, he's looking, going out for the fifth, think he's in great shape. And it kind of happens, you know, rather quickly for him. But, you know, he's going to be in our rotation. We'll go forward with him, and he'll continue to learn and get better.
Scott, do you have any update on Guillermo?
Heredia is, yeah, he's fine. X-rays were negative there. You know, he's okay there.
Yeah, you mentioned the offense, pretty big defensive play there by Leonis.
Tremendous play. again, our outfield defense, it's almost nightly the job they do. And, you know, Dyson not running great today. He's got a little bit of issue with his groin, and we had to put him in the game with Heredia coming out. But Leonis tracked that ball. He went a long way. That's a tremendous play, obviously huge play in the game.
He's been a pretty good time to get the homer, too, and pretty good spark for you guys.
He has. You know, Leon says he's got to stay aggressive at the plate, you know, and do his thing, which, you know, he's predominantly a pull hitter, get up there and get a fastball, get on it. You know, he got one today, which is great to see. But, yeah, the defensive play was really, you know, story of the game. And that ball falls in, we're in all kinds of trouble.
The ejection, was that where you were trying to argue he swung or whether it went off the end?
No, he swung. And if he swings, whether it hits him or not, it is strike three and the game is over. So that was my beef with it. I think it's pretty clear when you watch it on replay. Again, it's a judgment call by the umpire. Not quite sure what he's looking at, but, you know, we get out of there with a W.
Yonder Alonso had a big day for the M's on Wednesday, hitting a tie-breaking home run in the fourth for his first long ball as a Mariner. Alonso spoke to the media after Seattle's 7-6 win over Baltimore.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, welcome to the post-game interview. And who else but Danny Valencia to give you that? Let's start right there. How mad are you going to be at Danny Valencia, considering that you guys were teammates in Miami together?
Oh, man, it's all fun. It's all fun. He's a good friend. He's a good teammate. And he's always pulling for me, and I'm always pulling for him, so it's fun.
All right, so you get the start today at first base while he's starting at third base. But I want to know about your view of Leonis Martin catch there in the ninth. That was a game saver.
Yeah, we were playing him pull, and that ball was hit to right center, and we were holding our breath, and here comes Superman and saved the day. So that was a good out. That was just a good team win.
As for you and that home run, you hadn't seen Jimenez very much in your career. It's a full count. How were you approaching that AB?
Yeah, well, you know, he's got a lot of good pitches in his arsenal, and, you know, I was just trying to get a strike and hopefully just put good wood on it. And, you know, I just got lucky.
Lastly, it's your first home run since July 30th. Your first as a Mariner. What has it taken to keep that swing going when you have so much change in the middle of the year?
All the guys here. Those guys are, they have my back every single day, and it's fun to come here to work and do the things you got to do to win a ball game. And for me, it's just to win at the end of the day. So any way I can help the team win, that's just a positive.
The Mariners enjoy an off day on Thursday.